Hey, Bumper Podcast, it's me, Natty Bumper Car, and I'm sad. And I'm sad, okay? I'm sad. You can make fun of me if you want. You can point fingers and laugh, but I'm sad. Not that you would do that, point fingers and stuff, just because I was sad, but the reason, you might think the reason that I'm sad is a little insignificant or is not really a reason to be sad or to show emotions, and that's fine. Because we all have our different things in the world that make us sad. For me, currently, I am sad because the video sharing social media platform of Vine has been announced by Twitter, who owns Vine, that Vine is going away. And see, that might not have an effect on you. You probably don't even know what it is. You might not even have... So, okay, well, if we start with you don't know what it is, then it's nothing. But you might know what it is, and you might have never used it. You might not care. You might think, 6-second videos, that's stupid. Oh, my Instagram can do videos up to 60 seconds. I can do videos on my Snapchat. I can do videos on Facebook now. I can do live streaming video on Periscope, obviously, on which I guess is what they do on Twitter. But YouTube, you can do lives. There's so many places you can do it. I get that. But there's something about Vine, and I'm going to say it all started with Vine. Because before Vine, there was no video on Instagram. There was just, you could take your pictures and put your filters. But then Instagram, which was bought by Facebook, saw, oh, look at all these people that are making all this stuff and sharing all this stuff. Let's gobble it up. And gobble it up they did. And so now, I don't know, I guess it wasn't financially viable for Twitter, who's having a rough time, to continue to support their little video sharing platform. And so now it's going away. And why do I care about that? Well, that's where I really started with Pig. I mean, other than stage and hanging out at headquarters, but we started making videos, I must say, 3 years ago. And it was the first taste of social media interaction that I really had. Like, I don't know, Twitter just doesn't seem... I mean, I'll just throw stuff out there and it's just like... It's kind of like sending resumes into one of those corporate... hiring hole or whatever it's called, where you just kind of like, you want to apply for this job, then send us all your information. And 2 hours later you hit send and you're like, wait, did it even send? Did it go out? Did anybody see it? I don't even know. What's it? Did it get deleted? Should I send it again? I don't have another 2 hours. I don't even know what happened. Cause you know, there's just no, instant gratification. There's no like, hey, this thing happened. But with Vine, I made these videos, Pig and I, and I made videos with the kids. Like, they're tiny in the Vine videos. They're so tiny, the kids. And I just really enjoyed it. And it did become kind of a sidebar for me because I started playing with Periscope, and that really eats up a lot of time. But then I would have fun, like, going through the Periscopes and cutting out little bits and pieces of scopes that would kind of match up the 6-second format. And I don't know, there's just something really cool about the looping that it would happen. And you know, you could have a simple video, like there's a video with Ollie where what does he say? Oh, we're at Target and he's leaning down and there's these big plastic bins of cheese balls and he just goes, cheese balls, and that's it. It's like a 2-second video, and it's over 2 million loops, which isn't anything groundbreaking, but it's a lot. 2 million of anything is a lot of things, and it was, you know, he loves seeing it, and I love seeing it, and there's just something because it just goes cheese balls, doo-doo. Cheese balls, doo-doo. Cheese, and I could sit there and watch the kids say cheese balls for a long time. Just really nice, the looping aspect of it. And I know Instagram loops too, but I don't know, it's just it's a different medium. And when you, it's hard too, because when you, these social media things, when you put work in or whatever, and you establish a bit of a community, and you're all kind of commenting on things and your things, and, oh, I like the thing you made. Oh, I like the thing you made. Oh, look at us. We're kind of pals, even though we don't know each other. And then when that goes away, you're like, oh, okay, well, now the relationship has changed or something. I guess I'll follow you over there. Now we're going to be friends over on that place or whatever. And I don't know. I'm trying to figure out, I'm trying to wrap my heads around why I'm sad about it. I'm sad because I don't like change. I'm sad because of the transient nature of social media, which from one perspective is kind of interesting. And I do like it, and it's the impermanence of the things you make. I was going to say the art you make, but I don't want to turn you off. But it is! So, all right. It's art in the way that you're creating things, and you're creating things to elicit some sort of an emotion, right? Even if it's just like make somebody smile or make somebody go, that's dumb, and turn it off or whatever, you're still eliciting a response. And so by that nature, it can be categorized as art. Now, that might not be everyone's intention. And then you can argue that is intention necessary for the creation of art or for the categorization of art? And I would say 9 times out of 10, yeah, but then there's also outliers where people are making things and then people are like, oh, that's outsider art. And that's because people aren't calling themselves artists, whatever. I always like to think that the things that I make are an extension of Coffee Can Alley, or an extension of headquarters and of me, Natty Bumper Car, and all my pals, you know, Pig and Robot and Doodle Poodle and whoever else is on the podcast, Rufus T. Rufus and Coleman Sparkles, I'm very happy to have met him. And so when tools are taken out of my toolbox, I get I'm like, oh, wow, I get sad. So, you know, that happened. I read that yesterday. And I was already feeling a little sickly. I was feeling a little sickly, a little fluish. But then I took melatonin last night to sleep because I haven't been sleeping at all. And it's been making me feel real run down. And I went to sleep at like 8:30. And I've heard that it can give you weird dreams. And last night I was having a super weird dream. And I don't remember a lot of the aspects of it, but I do remember at a point that a giant wolf leapt over a car that I was pushing, hit its front two paws on my chest, and like really heavily, like I felt it, and it knocked me down. And then I turned to see, like, you know, the wolf was, I don't know, about 15, 20 feet away from me. But it had turned back, and it was kind of silhouetted on... We were on a road, so it was silhouetted against... it was kind of a dusky sky, so kind of dark blue, but with that weird light that's still kind of there. So you could totally see the wolf, just the darkness of him. But he had light colors in him, so you could still kind of see his face. I don't know, it was kind of strange. And... I was thinking about it because I haven't been to the other in a long time. And then I was talking to someone, and which, if you don't know, I did a podcast recently about this place that I went in a dream that was called the other, and it was super cool. And I told my best pal about it, and he was like, you should go to the other more. And I was like, I know. But then someone was like, oh, you just watched Stranger Things, the Upside Down. And I was just like, I hadn't even seen that show yet, A, and B, it's not. It's totally different. Because the Upside Down was just, whoa, freaky, creepy, super. But the other is, I mean, I did describe it as kind of being an upside down inversion of the world, but it's still the world. So the other is different from the Upside Down. I just want to put that out. But last night felt a little bit like it was close to the other, but it wasn't the other. And I don't know if... I know we've taken a weird divergence here, and that's fine. But I'm sad. I'm sad about Vine. I don't know when it's going away. I don't know what's going to happen to my little videos. On Twitter right now, it says, Vine Loops, 2 million. And I'm like, yeah, look at me, like that. But that's going to go away too. Which is, do I care about numbers? I mean, yes, to a point. They don't rule my life, but I like having numbers sometimes. Numbers are fun things. I like having numbers. I like having badges. I like having accolades. Why? Because otherwise you're just swimming through life doing what you do. So it's nice when people blink sometimes and go, oh, good job on doing the thing. And you're like, I am doing the thing, right? And they're like, yeah, yeah. Congratulations on doing the thing. I don't know. I don't do well with change. Am I just going to leave the app on my phone? A little app graveyard? Is it going to turn gray? Like, what's going to happen? Am I still going to be able to go check things out? What's going to happen to me?